Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10. Is it too early to get coffees, do you
reckon? Another Kerr for Sam Gong.
No doubt about it. Choices Flooring, discover your style with Carpets by Design picks. The Carpets by Design sale is on now. Choices Flooring with over 20 plus discounted carpet styles in the Carpets by Design sale at Choices Flooring. Endless design possibilities and picks. As a great carpet man yourself, the floor is yours.
The floor is already mine, of course. Dwayne, of course, starts us off. He gets a bit muddled up here, the old pipe.
Dave, Rye, Sean and Rye, Nick and Rob, we'll get to you next. You at Dwayne's well.
And Malvin. Mel in Malvin.
Fortunately, the caller had a wry smile at that.
And he did. Very clever. Now, we can forgive him for that little mistake, but this caller wasn't aware he was on air. And I like how Dwayne gives him enough rope too.
Welcome to you, Dean.
Well, we just finished. Oh, you were the last, weren't you? Yeah, 12. Oh, right.
You're on air, Dean.
Yeah.
Are you on the air, Dean?
Yeah. Said we finished.
Don't say anything that you don't want to go to air, Dean. I don't want to be listening in on your conversation, but I hope you're going to join us in a couple of seconds. Are you there, Dean?
Yeah, sorry, Dwayne.
He did the Sean Cosgrove. Those little twerps.
Yeah, We got that one there. It's actually not a bad one. This British jockey told it like it is to this reporter. I think he'd had enough of.
I almost feel bad asking, but Nico.
Yeah, you should feel bad asking. Same story, different day.
Just walked off on him.
Yep.
He was going to pot his ride. Have you got a little bit of Cozzy? Not yet. That's okay. Damo on the sounding board made a little slip up, and surprisingly, you caught him.
Again, what's news? What's fact? We've seen the fact checkers disappear too, Hutchie. That's another story.
What'd you call them?
The fact checkers.
Is that what you said?
No, that's not what you said. You said the fact.
What did he say?
The fact.
Have another go.
Checkers or cackers or checkers or something.
Give us one more.
Again,
go
what's
that.
News? What's fact? We've seen the fact checkers disappear
fact
too.
Tackers. The fact checkers. So yeah, you caught him out. Dern might want to do some of his own fact checking here. fact checking.
What's the go with Melbourne's forward half? When the ball was in the air, they were impotent. Lawrence Shackey as a he's a
Josh,
key forward.
Josh.
Oh, Lawrence is dead. Sorry, he's Josh Shackey. Oh,
yeah, Lawrence. No, not Lawrence. It's Josh. It's anyway. Gary Lyon.
How well are you going?
I'm not going that well. I should be in my own segment. Josh Shackey. It is. Gary Lyon taking us back through history with this one.
Hey, well done. Season one starts Thursday night. It's going to be an absolute belter.
Season one.
Mm.
It's going back a long time. It's going back a long time. It's not season one. Guess what? Is Gareth Hall starting to become a word magnet? Has it rubbed off on him?
Hey, Ants, you know how much I love you, mate. You know I love you. You know you're my favourite all-time driver of all time. You know that, don't you? Like, I put you up.
His favourite all-time driver of all time. Now, we know spelling isn't the Brown Dog's strong point.
No.
Here's an example.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
Here's an example.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Do you know what I'm going to do?
Tell me.
S-M-M.
Mm.
Same race multi.
Yes.
S-M-N. N. Same race multi. Come on, man.
Where's the R?
There's no R in there. And I think you said N. And I think you said N as well. All right, Robinson's back at it again. Who's this ruckman?
Give me your Monday hero.
I'm just looking at the stats here, Jared. It's Brady Grundy. I'm just looking at the votes for
Brady
Friday.
Grundy. Like Monday. Oh, no, it's tough. Things are tough out there at the moment. They're very tough. Cost of living's gone through the roof. But according to Tony Tardio, it's got a whole lot worse.
Food prices at the MCG during this AFL season are set to skyrocket. The cost of a 4-20 pie, hot chips or 600ml bottle of soft drink will cost a total of $620.
$620 bucks for what? A pie? A bucket of chips and a soft drink?
Turn it up, Tony.
Yeah, my dad. He's at it again, Andy Mayer with another nickname.
Muzz is in Geelong. Good afternoon to you, Muzzlington.
Muzzlington this time.
Yep.
Now, he's a smooth operator, our own Lordo. When did he go from Lloydie to Lordo? Anyway, Oh, Lord.
Billy got him on that.
Is that right?
Stuck yet.
He knows he's stuffed up here, but he got this one horribly wrong.
And teams who are at their best just cut through you like a butter, hot butter through knife, really, with if your defence isn't poor. So that's
hot butter through knife.
Hot butter went right through that knife.
Now, let's finish off with some word magnets from the pipe. We'll start with this one.
What have you done with the internet thing, the dongle? Do you mess with my dongle? Have you messed with my dongle? Come in here messing with my dongle.
There you go. So he got, that was his word of the day.
He's a word magnet. I've been telling you this.
He's done a double word magnet in this passage. Now, I thought the word magnet on this occasion was Thursday, but then it might have been Sunday.
It's just that your Sunday game that you would normally get is now going to be broadcast on a Thursday night. It's just that the game you normally get on a Sunday is on a Thursday. Now, you might prefer it on a Sunday. The problem with it being on a Sunday is it gets crossed over on. So you get two games on a Sunday being played at the same time. So rather than hide a game on a Sunday and have a crossover on a Saturday or a Sunday, you'd rather it on a Sunday?
He just loves it. Absolutely, absolutely thrives being a word magnet.
Can we have one more go at that?
Yeah, if you want.
It's just that your Sunday game that you would normally get is now going to be broadcast on a Thursday night. It's just that the game you normally get on a Sunday is on a Thursday. Now, you might prefer it on a Sunday. The problem with it being on a Sunday is it gets crossed over on. So you get two games on a Sunday being played at the same time. So rather than hide a game on a Sunday and have a crossover on a Saturday or a Sunday, you'd rather it on a Sunday?
he posed a question in the end. It's Bill Laurie time. I haven't heard this one, but let's go.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Every other unit. Every other unit.
Just the one this week, correct? Eddie Maguire.
All right, let's go to our next segment. Do you agree or disagree with this statement, Jimmy Bartel? Sydney's the biggest AFL club.
So we're going to sign this.
Yeah, that's a good one. Not a bad one. Not bad at all.
Little pickup. Choices Flooring, over 20-plus discounted carpet styles at the Carpets by Design sale at Choices Flooring. Endless design possibilities. Did you find that Sean Cosgrove in the end, Zip? You didn't, no. Righto. What have we got into the break there, Zip? Dealer's choice?
Tonight, who wins tonight? Tonight. Should we start with tonight?
Oh, I've dreamed of this love for so long.
Had another great weekend of footy starting tonight.